Welcome back to our audio weblog entitled 2014 in the Church of Jesus. Each week I'll be sharing prayer requests from the persecuted church. I'm using information from persecution.com. That's the website of Voice of the Martyrs. And I'm using it by permission. If you go there and click on the word pray, you'll be able to access this info for yourself. This week we have prayer requests from Sri Lanka, from Kenya, and from India. In Sri Lanka, pray for three churches that were attacked on Christmas Eve. A mob of more than 300 villagers surrounded the pastor of the Assemblies of God Church in Angun Okalapalasa on Christmas Eve, as Buddhist monks demanded that he cancel services scheduled for Christmas Day. Some of the villagers said one of the monks had filed a complaint with police about the pastor's church activities, but the pastor refused to cancel Christmas services. In Hikkaduwa, attackers threw firecrackers onto the property of another Assemblies of God church and at the pastor's residence, and later attackers threw stones at the Lighthouse Church in Hikkaduwa, breaking some of the windows. Would you pray for the believers in Sri Lanka? Prays for steadfast faith of church in Mombasa in Kenya. Major Robert Nizioka and members of the Salvation Army Church in Mombasa are very thankful for Christmas gifts that help them replace equipment and musical instruments damaged when radicals burned the church in early October 2013. A similar attack occurred in 2012, but the recent fire was more destructive. The church has been under constant threat from radical Muslim youth. No attack on Christians or their church leaders will deter us from our way of worship and our freedom of religion, Major Nizioka said. Church members hope to rebuild the church, which is now guarded 24 hours a day. That's in Kenya. And then in India, pray for a pastor and his wife brutally attacked for their Christian faith. A Baptist pastor in Andhra Pradesh, India, is in critical condition after he and his wife were attacked on December 30 by a group of radicals wielding swords, knives, and sticks. Pastor Nama Moses, 45, his wife Sivata, and their 7-year-old daughter were asleep in their home when they heard a knock at the door at 1 a.m. When Pastor Moses answered the door, he was repeatedly stabbed in the stomach and back, causing damage to his liver, kidneys, and other internal organs. Sivartha rushed to help her husband, but then she was attacked, receiving injuries on her head and hands. Neighbors called an ambulance for the couple, and they were taken to a nearby hospital in Kamaneni. Because Pastor Moses' injuries were more severe, he was transferred to a hospital in Hyderabad. The couple had been warned to stop their Christian activities, but they continued to minister through prayer and their church, which includes 100 members and 6 house churches in the area. Pray for this pastor and his wife in India. Thank you for joining with me today in concern and prayer for the persecuted church. We hope to return next week at about this time so that we can keep you in touch with what deeply touches God's heart. I'm Bob, although I'm an area coordinator for Voice of the Martyrs in Illinois. This is not an official Voice of the Martyrs presentation. And just about wherever you live in the United States, there's a VOM rep willing to come to your church and share with your group of any size about the persecuted church and VOM's ministry. There is no charge for this service. Just email me at bob.j.faulkner, that's F-A-U-L-K-N-E-R, .72@gmail.com. And I'll get it set up for you. God bless you today, and be sure to check out the rest of this series and my other series on Sermon Audio. Bye-bye.